up, yo?
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word, or you can find me at my personal account, Stace Gotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener to the show, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Spring training is in full swing, pun intended. We have updates about a bunch of players, including Aaron Judge, and it's a good one. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast, Locked On Yankees. Let's start this off right with good news about Aaron Judge. He's ready to go. They're not going to rush him, but he was throwing and catching and using his shoulder, and he seems to be okay. Hallelujah. 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 According to Jack Curry, Judge tested his right shoulder by throwing today. When Aaron Boone asked him about how he felt, Judge said, "Game ready." Boone smiled as he recounted that exchange. The Yanks expect Judge to start swinging a bat in a few days. Now, okay. Yes, we can be relieved, but we can also have that little thought in the back of our heads that is thinking, let's wait until we really actually see that he's healthy before we can celebrate this. Like I said yesterday, like I said last year, you never know with these injuries, and everything that happened last year has made us all really anxious. Miguel Andujar, however you say it, tomato, tomato, he has been working out at first base and in the outfield to expand his versatility. As you recall, Andujar only played in a handful of games last season thanks to a right shoulder injury. Yeah, didn't I just talk about Aaron Judge's right shoulder injury? Let's just hope that that doesn't happen to Judge. Good Lord. Anyway, Andujar said through his interpreter on Tuesday that there's progress. I've been with the Yankees for 8-9 years and I've been playing third base, but the results and the way I'm feeling are positive and I feel like things are working out. Aaron Boone said he looks good to me. He's had a good winter. He's come in and he's hungry to get back out there. He loves to play the game, just seeing him out there healthy after such a lost season. I am just kind of happy for him now and happy to see him in such a good place physically. Andujar's injury cleared the path for Gio Urshela's incredible 2019 season. Brian Cashman said that third base is Urshela's job to lose. Andujar is hopeful that he has a strong spring and that he plays himself onto the roster. I don't see how he couldn't do that because Miguel Andujar's bat when he's playing is tremendous and the Yankees would love to have him back in the lineup. DJ LeMahieu has a plan for year two as a Yankee. Just be himself. As I said in Monday's Fantasy Minute, LeMahieu batted .327, .375, .518 with 26 home runs, 102 runs batted in 145 games. He set a career high in runs, hits, extra base hits, RBIs, and multi-hit games. He also led the majors with a .389 batting average with runners in scoring position, which was the best by a Yankee since Paul O'Neill hit .428 with runners in scoring position in 1997.
Pretty good. It's pretty, 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 pretty good.
LeMahieu said that Aaron Boone describing him as the team's most valuable player gives him confidence. LeMahieu said, "I think I get in trouble if I do too much, so I just kind of stay within myself. I did a really good job of it last year, and the results happened. For me, I'm not trying to live up to anything. I'm not trying to do anything. I should just be myself, and everything takes care of itself." As I've said numerous times on this podcast and on Twitter, no one surprised me more than DJ LeMahieu last year. He didn't even start opening day. He was looked at as a utility player, and the guy came out, had his best year by far in Yankee Stadium, coming from Coors Field. He doesn't even have to come out and do as well as he did last year. Last year was incredible. But even if he comes out and bats 300, and his numbers are just a little lower, he's still a really good player. 2020 is the second and final year of his $24 million contract. LeMahieu said that there have not been any negotiations with the Yankees, but that he is open to signing an extension. Quote, obviously, I'd love to be here. And obviously, we'd love to have you here. DJ! Aaron Boone thinks Giancarlo Stanton looks great. That's good, because Stanton only played in 18 regular season games and 5 playoff games in 2019. If you recall, he injured himself again in game 1 of the ALCS, running out of grounder. That was a grade 2 right quadriceps strain. Stanton said, I had a full off season. I did everything I needed to do. I had a lot of different training. I didn't have much time off. I got my rest, but I had to rehab the moment the season was over. And by the time I was done rehabbing, I had my normal off season training. He posted some stuff to Instagram, that banging a tire thing that guys do. I don't understand what that is, but I'm not a gym rat, so I don't know. Is that a CrossFit thing? Where you bang tires and you flip them and you do all that weird stuff. Anyway, Boone said about Stanton, I think he looks great. I thought he had a really good first day. He looks like he's in a good spot physically as we build him up here. I'm looking forward to seeing what Giancarlo is going to do. I think we all are. And we're all going to be crossing our fingers that he doesn't spend most of 2020 on the IL. Today on the Fantasy Minute, sponsored by League Commish, we're talking about Gleyber Torres. As you recall, Gleyber Torres is 23 years old. He had a solid 2019, playing in 144 games, hitting 38 home runs, with about 30 of them coming against the Orioles. He scored 96 runs. He had 90 runs batted in. He batted 278, 337, 535, which works out to a WRC plus of 125. His WAR was 3.6. He was one of the only guys you can count on the Yankees last season to not be injured for months at a time, and I don't see why that would be a problem this season. Zips has him batting 41 home runs with 115 runs batted in, batting line of 287, 348, 557, which works out to a WRC plus of 133. I would take that all day and all night. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, I could see him maybe get to where he was last year. 41 home runs is a lot of home runs, really. We don't know how the balls are going to be this season either. That's another factor that people aren't talking about. Everyone's talking about the Astros cheating scandal, but no one's talking about whether or not the baseballs are going to be the same as they were last year. And if they aren't, it's going to be very interesting to see how some of these guys perform. With that said, I would take Gleyber Torres for my fantasy team, and you should too. And that's your Fantasy Minute, brought to you by League Commish, for Wednesday, February 19th. What are you doing for the game? A universal question. Whether the casual follower, the tweets everything, the beginner, the diehard, the stat nerd, the smack talker, the appetizer guy, the couldn't care less, or the makes everything into a competition person, we all have our place in the sports world. The same personalities apply to fantasy sports, and League Commish exists to ensure your fantasy sports experience is the best for you. We match managers to leagues as we lay the foundation for your new league. It's as easy as sign up with your preferences, get matched, and approve that match before any commitment on your end. Sign up with League Commish by February 29th and receive 15% off by entering in the code LOCKEDON in the referred by section of the sign-up form. What are you doing for the game? Find your next fantasy sports league at leaguecommish.com. Yesterday, I teased a guest and they had to reschedule. So hopefully we will have them on either tomorrow's episode or Friday's episode. Thankfully, what they want to discuss is an evergreen topic and it's not something that needs to be spoken about today. So look for that later this week. And no, I will not tell you what it's about, because I want you guys to come back and listen. Switching gears, I'd like to talk about what's going on with Brett Gardner, because this is not a joke, it's not funny, and people need to realize this. There is an obsessed Yankee fan who refers to herself as Brett Gardner's future wife. She has stalked him, harassed him, and menaced his family and him. He had to file an order of protection against her. The fan also filed a claim. She says that Gardner sends her sexual signals when he plays. She alleged that Gardner has attacked her mental stability. She wants the court battle to go away so they can have children together. They've never met. She told the court, "The defendants are also delaying my biological clock for my pregnancy, as I would like to start this process immediately. The woman is 46 years old." Gardner declined comment yesterday, and security guards have been given the woman's photo at George M. Steinbrenner Field with orders to not allow her in the gates or near Gardner. She is suing Gardner, Major League Baseball, and the Yankees in Bronx civil court to lift her ban from Yankee Stadium and to give her clubhouse access. She said MLB has called her a threat and delusional and that they want her banned from every ballpark. Gardner seeks an order of protection that would keep her 500 feet away from him and his family, Yankee Stadium, and all Major League stadiums. In Tuesday's filing, Gardner said that she won't stop calling and emailing him. He said her lawsuit is a deluded attempt at contacting him. She believes she knows me personally and maintains some sort of amorous relationship with me. Gardner told the court that is not true. In addition to wanting a family with Gardner, this woman wants child support from him. Keep in mind, they do not have children, obviously, because he has children with his own wife. She was kicked out of Camden Yards in August for almost accessing the Yankees clubhouse to see Gardner. The following day, she was removed from the stadium when she tried to enter, and she was also kicked out of Yankee Stadium when she tried to attend Game 5 of the ALCS against the Astros. She filed her lawsuit the next day. This woman's obsession with Gardner started back in October of 2015. She emailed Joe Girardi and told him of her interest in Gardner. She said she was fascinated by him and she sent Gardner a love letter. Now, it seems that she suffers from erotomania. Erotomania is listed in the DSM-5 as a subtype of delusional disorder. It is a relatively uncommon paranoid condition that is characterized by an individual's delusions of another person being infatuated with them. This disorder is most often seen, though not exclusively, in female patients that are shy, dependent, and sexually inexperienced. The object of the delusion is typically a male who is unattainable due to high social or financial status, marriage, or disinterest. Again, this is not a joke. I noticed people were following her on Twitter. She's tweeting some rather strange things about Gardner, and if you look at her timeline, she's been doing it a while. Again, this is not funny and shouldn't be made into a joke. This woman seriously needs help. I will say that I was disappointed in the number of people who were encouraging her and following her on Twitter and making her feel like this is all okay. It's not okay. The woman was arrested in 2003 for trespassing in the house of an ex-lover, and in 2004 she underwent court-ordered psychological therapy. In 2012, a judge dismissed a lawsuit that she filed against a University of Virginia professor for sexual harassment. Her Twitter account is filled with references to Gardner, like I just said. He doesn't operate any social media accounts, so she can't get to him that way. This is scary behavior, and it's gotten to the point where he has to file a restraining order against her. So again, it's not funny. And if you're one of those people who thinks it's comical to follow her on Twitter and to encourage her, please stop. Before I go, I'd like to read a tweet that I just saw from Bob Clappish. He said, "Just spent 20 minutes talking pitching with Gerrit Cole. I have spent a lifetime on the mound, high school, college, semi-pro, but our conversation was like a kindergartner meeting a physics professor." Like I keep saying, I hope Gerrit Cole's pitching prowess rubs off on some of the other Yankees. Specifically J-Hap. I guess we'll find out on Saturday when he pitches in the first spring training game of the season. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. There are plenty of places. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.